Genesis chapter 7. And the Lord said to Noah, Go, you and all your household, into the ark, for I have seen you as righteous before me in this generation. From every clean beast take along seven and seven, the male and its mate. And from the beasts which are not clean, a pair, the male and its mate. Also from the birds of the sky take seven and seven, male and female, to preserve seed alive on the face of all the earth. For in 7 days' time I will be sending rain over the earth, for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will wipe out every living thing which I made from the face of the earth. And Noah did everything that the Lord commanded him. Now Noah was 600 years old when the floods took place, with water over the earth. And Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives went with him into the ark because of the water of the flood. Those from the clean beasts and from the beasts which are not clean and from the birds and everything that creeps on the ground came, two by two, to Noah into the ark, male and female, as God had instructed Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the flood water came over the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, on the 17th day of the month, on this day, all the founts of the great deep were split open, and the floodgates of heaven were opened, and the rain came over the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. On this very day Noah went into the ark, as did Shem and Ham and Japheth, Noah's sons, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them. They and all the wild animals, according to their species, and all the cattle, according to their species, and all the reptiles which creep on the earth, according to their species, and all the birds, according to their species, all fowl of every wing. So they came to Noah, to the ark, two by two, from all the kinds of flesh in which there is the breath of life. And those that came were male and female, from every kind of flesh they came, as God had instructed him. Then the Lord closed up after him. And the flood took place for 40 days on the earth, and the water increased, and bore up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. And the water gained strength and increased greatly over the earth, while the ark went on the surface of the water. And the water gained greater and greater strength over the earth, and all the high mountains which are below all the heavens were covered. The water grew to 15 cubits upwards, and it covered the mountains. And all flesh which creeps over the earth expired, with birds and with beasts and with animals and with all aquatic life which teems on the earth, and all mankind. Everything that had the breath of the spirit of life in its nostrils, everything which was on the dry land, died. And he wiped out every living thing which was on the surface of the earth, both man and beast, and reptile, and the birds of the sky. And they were wiped out from the earth, and only Noah and those with him in the ark remained. And the water held sway over the earth for 150 days.